barbell out there, do you?
Not to my knowledge, and even if there is, I mean, we're right
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. Biden, the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Yes, it's Tuesday, which means it's the Blueprint Power Hour. In just a moment, we'll get started with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. Before we do that, I got two announcements to make. The first one is we now have a peptide company that we are promoting on the show. Get a load of this. They're not a sponsor. You'll say, Carl, why are you promoting them? Well, just because they're the most legit and they have the highest amount of American-made peptides of any peptide supplier out there in the country. And that is purchasepeptides.net. And if you use the coupon code SHR, you'll save 30% off. They're already ridiculously low prices. So go there, check it out. Have fun. Also, those of you listening to the show from the UK, remember, Thrive Advanced is the single best protein powder in the world. We put it up against anybody else's protein powder. You can read about it and learn the science behind it at Thrive Protein, THRIVProtein.com. If you're in the UK, EU, or Canada and you want to try it, go to Predator Nutrition and you can get it there at a ridiculously low price and even save on shipping in many cases. Predator Nutrition. Check it out if you want to know more about Thrive Protein. But first,
calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, isn't that great about purchasepeptides.net?
Yeah, I'm excited to go there and check them out.
30% off. Just use the code SHR. And they're not a sponsor. They're not paying to be a sponsor. But I got to tell you, 11 years I've been using peptides. 11 years I've had different peptide suppliers come on the show and promote and all go by the wayside, or I get lots of customer complaints about things not being what they were supposed to. These guys are the best. Purchasepeptides.net. And they have right on their website, a large amount of their peptides are American made. They say right there, American made. So you don't have to guess whether or not it's coming from China or not. And, they deliver quick. Everything is shipped from inside the U.S. So you don't have to worry about it coming across customs and red flagging your address. And again, they're not a sponsor. So what does that tell you when I'm promoting somebody who's not a sponsor and they're kind enough to give my audience a super 30% off discount? SHR, huh?
I'm going to go there during the break.
Yeah, it's great. And you know what? BPC 157, okay? GHRP 6, thymosin beta 4, and mechano growth factors, IGF 1 long R3. What else?
Exarelin?
No. I prefer the CJC 1295 with DAC. Yep. All of them there at great prices, and now you save 30% off.
Can't beat that.
BPC 157, every athlete should have it in their freezer when they start getting tendonitis. It's amazing. 2-3 days, boom, it's gone.
Yep, pure gold.
There you go. So how you doing? How's FastMuscleBook.com doing?
You know, it's doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. I'm getting a ton of good feedback, not just on the book, but I think, you know, people's sentiment about thank you for making this kind of information available for free. So, you know, hopefully we get some new folks over there who perhaps don't know who I am. They can learn a little bit about me, but more importantly, 15 incredible bodybuilding tips to grow drug-free, lean body mass.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Fastmusclebook.com. It's free. What the hell do you have to lose?
And you get three free bonuses.
Yeah, really. Free is good. And the first question comes from a friend of mine, a person who I consider a friend. I've just never sat down across from him, and that is Earl Gray. And he says, saw you were sick recently. Can you elaborate on what you do when you get sick? Maybe a little about what to do, what to take, etc., to get back on your feet so fast. I thought it would be an interesting question.
Yeah, you know, Earl, we're brought up a great point. After he reached out to me on Facebook, he's like, hey, man, I saw your post. What do you do to get better? So I'm going to answer that. But first, let me backtrack to what happened. Last Wednesday night after training, I was acting strangely, or more accurately, stranger than usual.
I was just going to say strange for you, right?
You know, specifically, I was very confused. I wasn't making a lot of sense, and I was nodding off repeatedly. So, you know, I'm told by Jen that I was also twitching violently while I was snoozing.
Really?
And generally acting out of sorts. Now, I was also sweating profusely, which had an acrid, ammonia-like smell to it. And those are all of the hallmarks of rhabdomyolysis. So clearly, I need to stop overdoing it in the gym. But there was something else going on, too. The next day, I threw up 2 to 3 times, and that is not indicative of rhabdo. So I suspect there was an underlying sickness there as well. And what makes this all the more strange is I literally can't remember the last time that I was sick. So it begs the question, what caused this? And how to prevent it in the future. A couple of observations. In the days leading up to falling ill, I was really pushing it at both ends of the spectrum, meaning the weights and cardio. A few days prior, I had gone out to run for 30 minutes, right? 15 minutes out, 15 minutes back. No problem, no stopping. The next day, I tried running for 40. Now, I made the first 20 minutes without incident. It was on the way back that the problem started. First, I could feel my lower back caving in, which is to say I started hunching forward while jogging. And when I started to feel pins and needles in my feet, warning lights started flashing, right, in my head about the lower back and possible damage that I was doing. So deciding discretion was the better part of valor. You know, I slowed down for a fast walk until I got home. Now, instead of slowing down, the next day I decided to push and pull the prowler 330 pounds up and back, up and back. And after that, I performed 30 minutes of HIIT on the recumbent bike. The key point here is this. I suspect one or more of those sessions compromised my immunity, and an opportunistic bug's snuck in. So fortunately, I was 100% 24 hours later. So, you know, it brings up a few things. What's best when something like this strikes? So here are a couple of my observations. First, listen to your body and back off if it's telling you to slow down. Also, if you have no appetite, don't eat. You know, those folks raised on a farm will tell you that the term is the animal has gone off its food. It's the body's way of conserving energy, detoxing, and healing itself. Second, there are several nutraceuticals that can really help you if you can keep them down. 2 grams of vitamin C every 2 hours, up to 400 IU of vitamin E, and you should be looking specifically for the D, alpha, toco, whatever all. Not the synthetic DL form. 2 grams of glutamine and 2 grams of arginine every 2 hours. Zinc citrate, picolinate, or aspirate, not zinc oxide, which isn't nearly as absorbable. 8 ounces of water per hour if you can keep it down, and acidophilus, which is plenty of friendly bacteria for your digestive system. One other gem that I keep handy is a product called Ali-C, which is a combo garlic, vitamin C, bioflavonoid product. Each capsule gives you 300,000 micrograms of allicin powder, the active ingredient, 60 milligrams of vitamin C, and 40 milligrams of citrus bioflavonoids. Curiously enough, you will notice that your system, when you're really sick, soaks up vitamin C like a sponge. And although you should make sure you're near a bathroom when you're doing this, you're going to find the body readily uses a lot more C when compromised. Here's the bottom line. For me, being sick really illustrated what a gift good health is. You know, even if you're a millionaire, no amount of money can buy good health. Listen to your body signals and fortify your immunity with the aforementioned nutraceuticals, if possible. I would actually start with half those amounts and build up to it. They really do, though, seem to make a difference. So hope that helps.
I'd like to contribute something to this discussion. It's obvious to everyone within the scientific community that the gut is where the immune system resides. Agree?
Yep.
Okay. The type of training that we do in this audience, not the type of training that the people at Planet Fitness do, is well known to demand a lot of the building blocks that keep the immune system strong, namely things like glutamine. Adele Moussa has written extensively over the years about the malfunctioning to the gut that heavy training brings upon. We've all heard stories about Olympic athletes as they train harder and harder preparing for the Olympics. They become more prone to illness. So if you're training hard, which you probably are if you're listening to this show, then you must take care of your immune system. Yeah. Vitamin C, absolutely. L-glutamine, absolutely. Other nutrients, especially minerals, magnesium, calcium, potassium, zinc, as you point out, all of the minerals are critical to gut function and health.
Yep.
Things like BPC-157. BPC-157 is taken to rid the body of soft tissue injuries, but guess what? It's produced in the gut, and it has been shown to reverse problems in the gut.
Yeah,
so focus on your gut, and those things will beget great health while you are training hard. So just keep that in mind. Pedro Morales says, I'm a big fan of Blueprint Power Hour. My question is, how much of a problem is quality control at a lot of these supplement companies? Is it just the smaller outfits, or is there a problem with any one category, like test boosters, etc.?
Unfortunately, quality control continues to be a major problem, and not just among the smaller brands. For example, protein powders. They continue to suffer from protein spiking and other issues. This isn't small brand stuff either. You know, the latest one I saw was Optimum Nutrition, which makes a lot of the protein for other companies. And the Six Star brand you see in the Walmarts and CVSs of the world. Speaking of which, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Six Star was bought recently by MuscleTech. Frankly, it doesn't surprise me. In 2009, when I wrote the blueprint, I exposed Six Star Whey, which was then in stores. You know, if you look at it on the label, they speak glowingly about all of the merits of a correctly processed whey protein, only to omit the fact theirs is pasteurized, heated up into oblivion, cooked to 170 degrees. Of course, you'd only find this out if you emailed the company, which I did, and inquired. So when a protein is heated to that degree, it denatures it, destroying the delicate whey protein fractions therein and rendering all of those supposed benefits moot. Lately, protein spiking has been the big problem, and in this context, it means they're using various nitrogenous amino acids to spike the protein content of a particular product. Of course, that's not the kind of nitrogen you really need if you're going to build muscle. It's a label half-truth that isn't doing you any favors. cuts the manufacturer's cost down, though, and you, the consumer, hopefully remains ignorant to this fact. That's what they're counting on. Let me say this again. The industry is rife with this kind of thing. If, you know, it's why you really need to ask for third-party validation before purchasing. If a company can't give it to you, don't buy from them. With respect to herbs, the situation is even worse. You can buy products containing 300 milligrams of ectosterone, for example. But if that's derived from Cyanotis vaga, forget it. Likewise, things like tribulus are often fraudulent unless you know what the active ingredients are, ferrostenolic saponins. If the company can't demonstrate how many or what percent saponins is present in the trib, don't buy it. Most companies are aware this is a level of detail the average customer isn't going to call them on. Since they almost never ask, nobody's the wiser. It's why high-margin products are always going to outsell stuff like Synthogen, Progenidrex, or Thrive. Before you buy anything, really do your homework and ask the important questions. If you're not savvy enough to ask them or you don't have the time, consult someone who is. You know, since most people won't, unscrupulous companies love ignorant customers who don't ask the tough questions. Maybe the better question is this. Have you really been getting the results from the products you invest in month in and month out? If not, I'd start researching things further or at least consult with someone who does. Now, before anyone thinks I'm overstating the case, consider this. There was a batch of creatine tested recently from the supposed gold standard brand that was just 65% creatine. The other 35% was creatinin, the toxic waste product you do not want to be dumping into your body. Now, take note here. I'm not talking about the cheap stuff out of China. I'm talking about a brand with a reputation to lose. So, needless to say, I alerted my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers within days of that happening. They got the brand and the lot number, along with a heads-up as to where it goes from here. There's follow-on testing that's being done. In the meantime, I would stop using creatine until we know more. So, quality control is bad. It's real bad. Not everywhere, but, you know, the brand names that I just rattled off are no small outfits or operations. So,
do you think that the creatine is going bad on the shelf? Do you think that age on the shelf has a role? Because creatine can turn to creatinine through hydrolysis, just putting it in water and letting it sit there for a while.
Yeah.
Do you think that it's, you know, I've come to the conclusion that everything, even though they put those little desiccant packets in there, attracts, all powders attract humidity. They attract moisture, even when they're sealed well. Do you think it's happening on the shelf?
It's possible, but not likely. I mean, that would have to be a lot of moisture.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
For that much creatinine to get in there. And this particular brand was always 100% true to label up until this. Now, was it a bad batch? Something nefarious going on?
Yeah. It could have been, right? It could have been mishandled. You know, and that's the problem with raw materials, right? So one of the reasons that I do business with All American Pharmaceutical, and keep in mind that I pay a lot more to have products made there than other places that I had bids going. But one of the reasons that I trust Dr. Jeff is he has one of the most sophisticated labs in-house. They test all raw materials coming in. They even test sugar. Right? When they make supplements for the mainstream, and sometimes they have to add sugar to something, they test everything on the way in, raw materials, and then after they formulate something, they test it again once it's been formulated. And this is one of the reasons that kind of those steps are important, but a lot of people don't want to bother doing that. In fact, we know just recently a very, very large named supplement company that had garnered a lot of trust recently fell to some accusations of the not meeting label claims, and they admitted, like, we didn't have a lab to test this stuff. I don't understand that. If you go into the supplement business and you don't do some sort of post-production analysis on your product, how can you sell it?
Well, not only that, it's illegal. The FDA CFR 111 state that you have to be doing that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really happy to hear Thrive is made in Dr. Galini's lab.
Yeah, every time we make a batch of Thrive, we get a new post-production analysis of the batch. And it makes me feel good. It makes me feel like when I tell someone to spend their money, I'm not lying to them. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got more. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. The book is free, but the information is priceless. Get there now.
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Now I'm lost. Welcome back. So Jim Longy says, I've heard you talk before about strengthening the posterior chain. I squat plenty heavy and I deadlift a lot too. So why do I have to do more work besides those two? I have an opinion on this too, so you go first.
Well, Well, the short answer is because you can't do those two movements all the time. Now for the usual too long answer. If you're young, then sure, you can squat and deadlift a lot. And I don't mean just a lot of weight. You can get away with a lot of vertical loading of the spine frequently. But hear me now and believe me later. You're not going to get away with it forever. Even assuming no acute injury, too much vertical loading of the spine will catch up with you. I know a lot of guys now in their 40s that never had an acute injury, but they wake up in pain after years of heavy squats and deads. You know, if they're lucky, they can still perform both movements, but they certainly can't do it as heavy, and they sure can't do it as frequently. So even assuming no injuries whatsoever and youth on your side, there are other very solid reasons and a good case to be made for performing variations of those lifts as well as dedicated assistance lifts. That's not, you know, that's to say nothing of the toll the deadlift takes on your central nervous system. In practical terms, you can't train the deadlift as frequently as you can the squat. It just takes too much out of you. There's a real good case to be made for those lifts, the squat and the deadlift, that they get you big and strong. There's also a good case to be made that the wear and tear they create over decades is damaging. Every time you lean forward with a weight on your back or in your hands, you're at risk of injury. That, given that the vertebrae are open up, so to speak, under load, in that position, the disc is in a very precarious place. In some guys I've seen, their skin is the only thing keeping their disc from shooting clear across the gym. Instead, you should be bridging. Bridging backwards, and that's what bridging is, bending backward, closes the vertebrae, thus protecting the discs and naturally realigns the spine. Provided you do so progressively, meaning the range of motion, you'll only ever need your body weight and gravity to build a spine like a steel whip. And that stands in stark contrast to long-term heavy squat and deadlift athletes, where range of motion grows ever more restricted, and the tendons, ligaments, bursa, and fascia don't strengthen up to the same degree. Also consider this. As you age, those tendons are a lot less supple, I guess you'd say. They become very stiff. You would also be wise to incorporate hyperextensions, reverse hypers, and glute ham raises into your training. Glute ham bridges are likewise an excellent option. The athlete that becomes proficient in glute ham raises, reverse hypers, and especially the bridge will develop far superior athletic ability to long-term squatters and deadlifters. He will own an incredibly flexible and strong spine, instead of a mishmash of scar tissue and calcium deposits that gets worse as you age. Put it this way. The great Bruce Lee blew his back out doing heavy barbell good mornings in 1977. He trained himself back to full health using calisthenics, and in particular, the bridge. He did that inside of a year. He never again returned to barbell work for his back. Now, again, this is not an indictment of the squat or deadlift. They are fantastic lifts. All I'm saying is be smart about how heavy you go, how frequently you go, and, you know, variety is always a good thing.
Well, and as you point out, paying attention to the hinge in the hip, which, you know, squats, they really focus on the upper legs. And really, if you're doing it right, the deadlift focuses on the posterior chain more. But the glutes really don't get activated to the fullest in even the deadlift. Right. You have to be horizontal to the floor to a certain degree to truly activate the glutes and the hips. And that's where the bridge comes in, as does the hip thrust. These are the missing movements. These are the movements that cause people to start to become out of balance muscularly, you know, where your quads become so strong, your hamstrings not that strong, your glutes really not that strong, your lower back really not that strong. And then all of a sudden, you know, you find yourself starting to do things in a way that avoids activating the weaker muscles and focuses on the stronger muscles. And this is when the spine becomes all whacked out.
Yep.
So if you're not doing things horizontal to the floor, glute bridges, reverse hypers, which technically you're horizontal to the floor. If you're in a reverse hyper machine, your torso is parallel to the floor and you're bringing your legs from perpendicular to parallel with weight. If you're doing hip thrusts, your body is parallel to the floor. Your hips are parallel to the floor. So you're activating the hips and the glutes simultaneously in a plane where they're designed to be activated. The only other way you can activate those muscles is a full out sprint, which most of us either don't do or we can't do for whatever reason.
Right.
So short of sprinting, Rob's right. You know, you got to get those hips and glute muscles to fire independently and focus on them a little bit. I completely agree with you. Let's see here. We probably need to take a break now. When we come back, we have a question from Gerald Briscoe. How about that? Stay tuned, right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Fit Read Nutrition understands that getting in shape can be difficult, whether it's getting to the gym or maintaining a proper diet for a busy lifestyle. Weight and fitness can often be forgotten. That's why they've created customized meal plans plus fitness programs that can help support your specific goals to get fit and eat healthy. Even during vacations and special events, they offer support via text and email to keep clients motivated with coaches providing detailed support. Go to fitreadnutrition.com today to learn more.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com.
Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So Gerald Briscoe says, so I've listened to you on SHR for years, and I agree with most everything that you say, except for the ectosterone thing. How can I test drive it to see what you're saying is legit? Keep in mind, I don't want to spend a lot of money on quote-unquote maybe.
You know, I can understand where he's coming from, but I'll also tell you this. You're not going to find a cheap ecti that's worth a damn. You know, the words cheap and ectosterone don't belong in the same sentence. And you simply aren't going to find a quality product that fits the average price point most consumers are willing to go with.
How long would someone have to take ecti to determine whether or not it's working for them? In your humble opinion.
Ecti in isolation?
Well, when you say isolation, I mean training, they add ecti to their current regimen. Real ecti.
I would say a month.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Just curious.
So $1 a day seems to be where the line in the sand is, so to speak, with most consumers. And as I said before, you're not going to find a quality product that really fits that price model. For example, you know, I was well aware of that when formulating Synthogen. So when Mast asked me to do my best to formulate a product to match the old Zoe Discovery Zebutol, I initially balked. You know, I told him that for $34.95, it couldn't be done, at least not done right. It was only when I got the directive to formulate without any regard to price point that I considered it. So that was kind of the beginnings of my first foray in the product formulation. It's also my opinion that single-ingredient ecti products were never going to cut it because, you know, we're not talking about steroids here. We're talking about an adaptogen, not an anabolic. Steroids are anabolic, they're anti-catabolic, and most of them excite the central nervous system or at least tickle it a little bit. Unfortunately, they're also highly illegal, making, you know, using them, or even related compounds now, problematic. So we're left with lesser ingredients that, although not as powerful, yeah, they do have some merits of their own. So you have to pair them with other ingredients that are synergistic. Now, I can see people rolling their eyes right now. Anybody balking at that term, synergistic, has clearly never used something like Synthogen. But be that as it may, I make no apologies for expensive formulas. The stark reality in this business is that you get what you pay for, and paying twice or three times for something that doesn't work is a lesson unto itself. So, you know, if you'd rather pass, given that answer, I understand. Frankly, though, as a consumer, you have a choice. You either pay for a quality product, could be ecti, could be protein powder, etc., or I wouldn't supplement at all. Unfortunately, very few people, I can't think of a single one, don't use anything of these days. You know, they just continue getting ripped off month in and month out, and that cycle, unfortunately, goes on in some cases for years, and they're left wondering why they're not getting any results. You know, I'll use the other example of protein powder. You can go and buy Six Star Whey, 2 pounds for $20 at Walmart, or you can buy Thrive. Guess which one's going to be true to label and actually get you results? You know, it's a no-brainer. You know, invest in quality. You will never, never regret it.
Okay, this next question is a good one. And I actually went and looked up an old blog post from 2010 that I'm going to refer to. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page. So Phil Barry says, hey, Rob, I listened to your discussion on myostatin last week. My question is, where can I get a good myostatin product?
Well, interestingly enough, I just came across a research paper on turkesterone. And, in fact, this study was published in 2012 in Chinese Medicine, which is an extremely obscure scientific journal, where the researchers were working with a company called Polynat, which is a Spanish company that sells plant-based extracts. So that's who they were getting their Ajuga turkestanica from. The researchers observed that a certain threshold concentration of TURK caused the muscle cells to make less myostatin. Now, before anyone gets too excited, this study was done in rats. The human equivalent dose here is 8 grams a day, way, way more than anyone can afford. The researchers then repeated the experiment with D-ball, and yep, TURK outperformed it again. For the record, I don't believe any of it. Now, there is one human study done on a myostatin inhibitor. It's actually a supplement that shows some promise. The product is MyoX by MHP, and it was shown to reduce myostatin in 100% of test subjects, 46% in 12 to 18 hours after dosing it. Contains over 700 peptides, I think, in growth factors, and it's derived from fertile egg yolk, processed in a special way to maintain the follistatin.
That product was stolen from Rick Green at Celldyne Biopharma in Texas. He was isolating follistatin from fertilized chicken eggs without undergoing pasteurization. He got the FDA's approval. He had the only plant in America that was able to handle these things without pasteurizing. They put it through a molecular sieve, and I took that stuff. He used to send me 2 kilogram bags every single month. I used that stuff. It's so much fat in it, by the way, because a lot of fat and a lot of sodium in it. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'll be interested in hearing more when we're done. But the point here is this. Follistatin is what reduces myostatin. And so in 12 weeks in this study, subjects getting it gained 3.74 pounds of lean body mass versus 1.32 pounds for placebo. Personally, I don't find that anything earth-shattering. I would call it more of an anti-catabolic versus an anabolic effect. For the money, I'd much rather see people, I think, taking 2 tablespoons of lecithin granules, 1,200 milligrams of phosphatidic acid a day, versus that stuff, especially given what the asking price is. Now, having said that, if you, Carl, tell me that you saw something significant.
No, I didn't. Yeah. No, nothing that I... And so that led me to do an interview in 2010 with Dr. Stephen Welly from the Rochester University of Medicine.
Yep.
They were doing research along with Dr. Seijen Li on myostatin, because myostatin promised to be a magic component to help people with different types of muscular dystrophies. So they didn't care about muscle for aesthetic purposes or strength. They were trying to get people who are crippled not be crippled anymore. And so what Dr. Welly's group learned, and I just posted this on my Facebook page. It's from April 22nd of 2010. Please go there and read it. And I did the show too. I think the show's not linked in the article, but I did write an article. What they discovered is this, that suppression of myostatin must occur Yeah, I'll read it. Dr. Welly elucidated in his study that a reduction in active unbound myostatin of anything short of 60% is basically useless in producing muscle hypertrophy. In fact, the growth curve begins at 60% and above, and the sweet spot to see the type of muscle growth that those of us in the bodybuilding community hope for is in the 95 percentile and up suppression. And his research went on to show that you had a suppressed myostatin 95% day in and day out for months in order to see the muscle growth. And as soon as you stop taking the myostatin inhibitor, yep, muscles return to normal within a relatively short period of time. And he also discovered that the muscle gains in that produced by myostatin did not bring an in concert increase in strength, and they did increase the susceptibility of tendons to snap. So this pursuit of the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde effects of myostatin is fruitless and futile. And you may as well just start injecting Synthol. And these companies that make these myostatin inhibitors, it's BS, because if they worked, they'd be giving them to people with muscular dystrophy.
Right. Right. They're certainly not developing them for bodybuilders.
No, because, look, Se Jin Lee, I talked to him. He would not come on my show. He said, because I don't care about putting on muscle for bodybuilding. He says, I'm trying to save lives. But he still entertained my phone calls every single time I called.
95%. That's really.
If you don't suppress myostatin for 95%, you're not going to see these. You know, everybody looks at the blue bull, you know, the Piedmontese bull, or these whippets, these myostatin null animals, and they go, "Oh, I want to look like that. I want to suppress." Well, in order for that to happen, first of all, you have to be born myostatin null, but more importantly, in an adult organism, suppressing myostatin at 95% is where the magic starts to happen. Where you're going to see, oh my God, man, I'm putting on muscle now. You could see it in the mirror. You're not going to see increases in strength. You're going to be more susceptible to snapping tendons and ligaments. Which if this isn't happening in the people taking those myostatin inhibitors, it's because the myostatin inhibitor is not working. And if it did work, don't you think that by now some pharmaceutical company would have co-opted that product and that process and patented it and started selling it to hospitals to give to people with muscular dystrophy?
Keep taking your lecithin granules.
Damn. I mean, you know what suppresses myostatin naturally? You know, growth hormone, testosterone, anabolic hormones, they signal the suppression of myostatin. Training hard suppresses myostatin. And it does it in short periods of time that allow the body to recuperate, grow, and grow stronger at the same time.
Amen.
Stop wasting your time on myostatin inhibitors. Increase your calories. You want to see muscles? Increase what you're eating. I just posted this article on my Facebook page. If you're a friend of mine, go there. Why myostatin inhibiting supplements and drugs don't often work. This is why. They discovered it back in 2010. Save your money. People are worried about taking a Synthogen because, I'm not sure I want to spend the money, but then they're going to go out and spend $85, $95, $150 a month on a myostatin inhibiting derivative of egg yolks. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your money. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. Go there and get the book for free. Start growing. We'll be right back.
Legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com.
IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
All eyes on me.
I miss Tupac. I miss Tupac. I miss Kurt Cobain.
Promise me you won't start rapping, though.
No, I won't. I can't rap. Mike Bonavita says, a few episodes back, you were talking about Picamelin. I note where that's in your Tranquilogen product. Any idea how you're going to reformulate it, especially now that the FDA has banned it?
Well, first, a minor correction. The FDA never formally banned it. What they did was they put out a position paper stating that they considered it a quote-unquote unapproved dietary ingredient or some such drivel. You know, since Picamelin never was much of a moneymaker for the industry, most companies just rolled over and stopped carrying it. This is the FDA's new trick of effectively banning ingredients without formally banning them, which is a much longer and more detailed process. It's pretty lousy of them, but it speaks to who they really are and how they operate. Having said that, Picamelin was never one of the heavy hitters in Tranquilogen. That distinction belongs to rhodiola and curcumin. And while curcumin is a rock-solid ingredient, just as solid as they come, we found rhodiola to be somewhat problematic. And the reason for that is this. In some people, it acts as a mild stimulant. Yet, in others, such as myself, it relaxes me. Obviously, then, with a name like Tranquilogen, you'd be expecting some relaxation. Not everyone got it, which is a nice way of saying not everyone was happy. So I'm considering pulling it out and including a new ingredient. Here, too, though, I need to be careful because the original plan was to use Fenibut. It works incredibly well, but it's also really addictive, and people can get in trouble with it. There are other herbs that will relax you, so I'm looking into those. The only question I have is there really a market for these relaxation-type products, or are people looking for something different? With Kratom up in the air, I'm kind of taking a wait-and-see approach, but in the meantime, I have incredibly low stock of the original TQ and need to do something fast. Now, in the event anyone is listening, you know, if you have an opinion, I'm all ears. Carl, I would be interested in your perspective, too, as to whether or not a good relaxation product is warranted.
I don't know. I mean, there's lots of good relaxation products out there. Some of them are just minerals, you know. There's a magnesium. Oh, I can't think of the name of it now. It's not aspartate. There's a magnesium out there.
Stronate?
No. Life Extension Foundation wrote about it. It has a calming effect on the brain. It improves cognition. I don't know. I've never tried picamelon. I can't attest to its effects, so I can't, in my mind, connect dots to other things that would have a similar effect.
Picamelon existed in Tranquilligence formula anyway to increase microcirculation in the brain, which it does exceptionally well. But
ginkgo biloba does that.
Ginkgo doesn't. Hey, that might be next because vinpoctine, the FDA's after that now. That's you're not going to be able to get that.
Well, formula. but then I think vinpocetine could be replaced by huperzine A.
Although huperzine A, I always looked at as an indirect booster of acetylcholine. It works on the enzyme that blocks the brereakdown of acetylcholine.
You know, ginkgo is making a comeback right now, not necessarily as a cognitive enhancer, because not everybody sees the benefits of ginkgo unless they have poor microcirculation of the brain. So some people take ginkgo and they go, oh, it doesn't improve anything for me. I don't feel it. Well, chances are your brain has really good circulation. Ginkgo works better for people who perhaps are becoming insulin resistant. There's a lot of angiotensin circulating in the blood. There's lots of vascular constriction. It's reaching the brain, and ginkgo will open up the brain. They feel things from it. So, but it definitely affects, I would say, 3 and 8. Magnesium 3 and 8.
Yeah, that's it.
And ginkgo biloba could work synergistically to improve microcirculation of the brain. Those two things right there.
Interesting.
And I don't think you need a big dose. Magnesium 3 and 8 is not one of those things where you got to take, you know, 400 milligrams, 500 milligrams. I think little doses, like 100 milligrams, they've seen improvements in brain blood flow. And they have seen cognitive improvement with magnesium 3 and 8 and people with dementia.
I'm going to have to get on that stuff.
Troy Willoughby just messaged me and said magnesium 3 and 8. I'm looking at it on Facebook right now. Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Thank you, Troy. I probably need to take more of it. Then I'd be able to think of it faster. So that's the answer to that.
I was going to say I need to get on this stuff because I'm a little worried. I have noticed a particular decline in my memory over the last just couple of years, and Alzheimer's runs in my family.
Well, so let's talk about that. Do you meditate?
No, although I perform focus and concentration exercises.
But meditation is different. So meditation is devoid of thought instead of focusing on a thought. So I used to meditate and then I didn't, and I am going to start meditating again. Just yesterday we talked about it on the show again with Dr. Robert Wellicks about the importance of meditation and anti-aging. But meditation improves cognition. You know, sitting quietly, repeating a mantra until you kind of drift off.
Right.
The brain becomes silent. When we're babies, we don't have a lot of thoughts because we don't have a vocabulary. As our vocabulary improves, our ability to think in streams continuously every minute of the day increases. The brain needs a break. It needs to just like do nothing sometimes. And do nothing doesn't mean reading the Inquirer or watching, you know, Third Rock from the Sun. Doing nothing means no thought. Not a single thought.
That would certainly be nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all could use meditation. And on that note, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That could be why, after a night of excessive dreaming, I do not feel refreshed. You know, but you can say what you want. Yeah, I was sleeping, but when the mind is racing like that.
Do you eat before bed?
Yes.
Big mistake.
I know, but let me rephrase that. I have protein plus fat before bed.
Big mistake.
I can't sleep on an empty stomach.
I understand, but that means that you're becoming insulin resistant.
Insulin resistant.
When's the last time you checked your blood sugar? First thing in the morning. Seriously.
2 months ago.
And what is it usually?
89.
That's getting up to the 90s. That's not a great place to be, Rob. So let's address this real quick, okay? Okay. From an evolutionary perspective and not a bodybuilding, I got to put on the most muscle, so I got to wake up in the middle of the night and have a protein shake nonsense. Okay. Research shows that people, now this has to be said in the context of when is a good time to go to sleep, right? So from an evolutionary perspective, a good time to go to sleep is generally 3 to 4 hours after sundown. And that's because if you did not have electricity in your home and it got dark at 6:30,
right,
by 9:30, you would probably be asleep because melatonin and other nighttime hormones would increase and daytime adrenal hormones would cease. And within 3 hours of that happening, you would be yawning and you'd be going to sleep. But we have modern light. We have TV. We have the news. You know, we have the election debates to stay up for. So people don't pay attention to that anymore. But what I'm about to say is in the context of without modern electricity, we would all be asleep by 9 o'clock because we would be in the dark for 3 hours at candlelight. Really not a whole lot you can do. Okay. With that being said, research shows that people who eat a meal within 3 hours of going to sleep have a series of metabolic misfunctions that happen, none of which is less threatening than the load on the heart. So when you go to sleep, assuming you are sleeping the way you're supposed to, the heart is supposed to dip. The heart rate goes down, sometimes into the 40s. Mine goes into the 40s regularly. When I was wearing my Fitbit, I used to post pictures of it on Facebook. So evidence shows that people who eat within 2 hours of going to sleep, they call them non-dippers. Instead of their heart rate slowing down, it speeds up. The body is working all night long. Instead of it being resting and doing the things that it's supposed to do when it's resting, it's still working. It's like you got a third shift at the factory. They're coming in and they're working on the machines. There's no rest. This is not a good thing. Now, I understand that some people have evolved into a situation where if they don't eat at night, they can't sleep. But that's because they are trying to maintain stable blood sugar levels by keeping blood sugar in a high place. Blood sugar is supposed to drop at night, but you're supposed to be comfortable in that zone. When blood sugar goes down into the 70s, you shouldn't wake up unless you're becoming insulin resistant.
No, I'm very good. I when I fall asleep, I stay asleep. Even if I have to get up and use the bathroom, I fall right back.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But I would say to you to consider this. I would say to you to consider slowly cutting back the amount that you eat at night and slowly doing things that will allow you not to wake up, even though, because I stop eating at 3 hours before I go to bed because I've learned this. This is how Dr. Bredesen from UCLA is reversing Alzheimer's disease. One of the things he does is he gets people to stop eating at 6 and be asleep at 9. Think about that.
Wow.
Because don't forget, We're supposed to fast at night because when you fast, that's when autophagy kicks in. That's when all the, so when you have guests over your house, you can't clean your house while you're entertaining, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, when the body is busy digesting food, it can't take out the trash. Of course, it's got a job to do. It's got to digest the food. But when the body's not digesting food, that's when it takes out the trash. So if you eat every night and go to sleep, your body is developing metabolic waste products in cells. This is going to cause the cells to stop functioning properly.
Right.
If they're getting clogged up. At night, when you're fasted and you sleep, that's when autophagy is busy. That's when organelles are going in and breaking down old proteins and carrying them out. That's when the body cleans house.
Can I do that while I'm fasting during the day on the warrior diet?
Yes, you can, but on the warrior diet, you're having protein powder. That's not working.
I don't have that during the day.
Okay, so you actually fast. No
yep.
food, nothing.
Nothing, so at least five.
Okay, so then you are probably catching up on some of that metabolic debris at that time, but the right time to do it, the time that your body wants to do it, the time that is in line with your evolutionary gifts and genetics is at night when you're sleeping. Everything rests. The brain rests. The heart rests. The body cleans up. It whistles. It's having fun. It's real quiet. Everything's wonderful. You wake up in the morning. You feel refreshed.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give that a whirl.
It takes time. Don't give up. Because when you first try it, you're going to be like, man, I can't sleep. I've got to have something to eat. You've got to find strategies to eliminate the food 3 hours before bedtime. That's where the magic is. And that's from Dr. Dale Bredesen's own mouth, who's reversing Alzheimer's disease at UCLA right now with a series of things, including exercise, including proper sleep, including an ancestral diet, including hormone replacement therapy, including supplementation. All the things that we talk about on this show day in and day out, he's reversing Alzheimer's disease with. Not with Aricept, not with some expensive drug from some big pharmaceutical company. With lifestyle, he's reversing it.
Wow.
All right, we're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day, and it's a doozy, so stay tuned.
Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Isolate Whey Protein is the perfect complement to your muscle growth, fat loss, or fitness program. Packing an awesome amino acid profile, Muscle Gauge WPI is easily digested, lactose-free, sugar-free, and fat-free. The Pure Whey Protein Isolate used in Muscle Gauge's WPI is absorbed fast, transporting amino acids into muscle fibers to begin the repair and rebuilding process. Pure WPI delivers pharmaceutical-grade whey protein at a price you can afford. Don't pay more. Don't settle for less. Go to MGNstore.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. This is a really interesting topic. Because, like most of us older dudes, if you're in your 50s or above, like I am, isometric training was something you were exposed to in the back of comic books. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. The dynamic tension.
Dynamic tension, right? Yeah. Charles Atlas, right?
Charles Atlas.
That actually, his real last name was Siciliano. But, I mean, we were told that, hey, you didn't need weights. Yeah, and I remember the thing that they used to do, like they would show you, they would, you know, put your hands in front of you like you're praying. Now press, try to push one hand through the other, and you do that 10 times. Now feel your pectoral muscles, feel how pumped. Just imagine what'll happen when you do that every single day for 4 or 5 months. Your chest will be big and huge. I was like, oh my God, like as a little kid.
Yeah, I remember it.
Yep.
So the tip of the day is, yes, a short history of isometric holds, and their modern-day cousins, static holds. So in the 1960s, lifters at York Barbell started experimenting with some little blue pills. And I'm not talking
Viagra.
About Viagra.
Dianabol.
Dianabol. So needless to say, they gained significant strength and muscle in a short period of time.
No matter what they did, right? They were like, hey, you know what? I got a new workout. What is it? You eat, you eat with your right hand, then you eat with your left hand. Your biceps get bigger.
So their muscles are getting bigger. Their Olympic lifts are exploding. And the founder, Bob Hoffman, he had to have a story to explain these dramatic changes. Now, of course, he couldn't tell the public what was really going on. So he attributed it to isometrics. And to define the term, isometric means exerting muscle strength and tension without producing an actual movement or change in muscle length. So, you know, in other words, holding a weight statically. That helped Hoffman because it allowed York Barbell to sell a ton of power racks. And power racks were and are needed to do a lot of the useful isometric training that his lifters were doing. At some point, though, the genie got out of the bottle, and a lot of folks found out the real story. When the average person found out that the new power rack that they just paid real good money for wasn't the only reason these guys were making so much progress, they were understandably upset. Thus, isometrics made a dramatic entry into the world of strength training and just as quickly disappeared. So, you know, they fell out of favor. Many trainees today have heard of them, but I see few people, very few, actually using them. And that's truly unfortunate because isometrics can be an extremely effective tool, even without the little blue pills, to amplify progress. Now, I will also tell you that for some muscle groups, like calves, they are about the only thing that can give those muscles a powerful enough stimulus to grow. More importantly, they are they're an incredibly efficient tool that I find for certain muscle groups, calves, abs, neck, they're quite deserving of your time. So today, Pete Sisko over at precisiontraining.com is the foremost practitioner of static holds. He took that mantle up from Mike Mentzer, who took it from Arthur Jones, and he's sort of become the keeper of the HIIT flame, high-intensity training. You can read through his works. He correctly deduces that static holds are a more precise, efficient method of applying HIIT principles to training. To be fair, he also discusses full range and strong range partials, but it's clear that the vast majority of his work is skewed towards static holds. As a practical matter, I would suggest working statics into your programming on the following lifts. Two sets of static holds for your calves. You could use any number of apparatus. I happen to like the seated calf raise, but that's just my preference. Two sets for your abs, like, say, on an ab bench, if you have one. Or, if you don't, you can place a heavy weight on your back in the plank position. Top range rack pulls with static holds at the top for your upper back and traps. That is likewise a fantastic variation. So, just getting back to calves real quick, given the fact that they're such a small muscle group, I honestly can't justify spending so much time and energy on them. Besides, you know, I did that in the past, and conventional training, at least for me, just doesn't cut it. You know, I did hours of calves, you know, at one point prioritizing them. Got me nowhere. Instead, today, I get much more out of 2 5-second holds with a maximal weight. With at least 5 minutes between holds being optimal, in my opinion. Curiously enough, you'll often find yourself stronger on your second set, which I would attribute that to, you know, it's ramping up your central nervous system. Likewise, abs are another muscle group that statics work well on. If you're not fortunate enough to have that ab bench, here's what you do. Load a heavy dumbbell into a milk crate, and then have somebody put that on your back for a 5 to 10 second plank hold. It really is an incredible, incredible movement. Finally, the top range rack pull with a static hold is absolute dynamite. And in that lift, you want to make sure that you cinch up your straps because your grip will certainly be the limiting factor. Cinch up to a barbell with as much weight as possible. You know, I'm talking 400, 500, 600 or more pounds with the barbell resting just below lockout. Really load that sucker up, you know, and pull it until you're standing straight up. And then, for God's sake, don't roll your shoulders. Just stand there with it and really feel it pulling down on your traps and shoulders. It works every muscle in your body from the back of your neck down to your Achilles tendons, including the front of your body, too. You know, you'll feel an incredible contraction of virtually every muscle group, but for some reason, I feel it in the chest a lot, too. If ever there was a movement that excels at hardening your physique, that's it. You know, and it lights up your central nervous system like a Christmas tree, too. So, you can make an entire workout of that, by the way, progressively adding weight. And here's the key. You want to rest anywhere between 5 and, let's call it, 15 minutes between sets. Now, I know that's a long time, but consider this. It takes the muscle at least 3 minutes to replenish its primary energy compound, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. The central nervous system recovers even slower. So thus my rationale for 5 and up to 15 minutes. Work up to 2 5-second holds and watch. Watch how fast your strength increases. A small minority, I'm going to estimate 5% or less in the population, is going to see a carryover to the full range, with the other 95% of people seeing a strength increase in the, let's call it, 5 to 15 degree plus or minus the joint angle where you hold the weight. Whatever the case, you will absolutely be stronger given it resets your Golgi tendon threshold. Having said that, I did have one training partner who did these with me, and the carryover to his full-range deadlift was phenomenal. And I'd say he put like 100 pounds on in 6 weeks of doing this. If you haven't incorporated static holds into your training, by all means, do so. While it isn't a method to use exclusively, it is another useful club in your bag of tricks. You will be a much better lifter by taking advantage of those techniques and lifts. I just can't say enough about it. My calves only started growing when I started doing static holds for them.
Very, very nice. And I, you know where I stand on this, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I've been a proponent of statics for calf growth forever.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing makes your calves grow like statics, because the calves are used to doing reps. They do thousands of reps every single day. And even when you put weight on them, they laugh at reps. They're like, ha, 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 give me more. But when you go all the way down and get a full stretch, go all the way up and lock into that contracted position and hold them there, your calves start screaming for mercy, please, let us go, let us know. Just hold them there.
Yeah. And you know what? Last week we talked about getting the maximal amount of overload while depleting the muscle the least of its, you know, cellular energy, so to speak.
Right.
Statics fit the bill perfectly there. You know, when you're doing full-range reps and, you know, positives and negatives, and the muscle is being contracted and stretched under load, you're chewing through a lot of cellular energy. Static holds, not so much. So it becomes a very efficient, very effective method to bring these muscle groups up. And, I would tell you, at the end of a grueling workout, I can't see another half hour on calves and abs. I can see some well-placed static holds.
Yes.
And they work wonders.
Yeah. I work statics into a variety of places. You know, like today I did some giant sets for chest. And the last, I did five sets. I did a warm-up set, and then I did five giants with a press, a pec deck fly, and a tricep pushdown, cable pushdown.
Right.
And
right.
The last two sets of cable pushdowns, when I got down to the bottom, fully extended, and locked out my elbows, I stepped back 2 full steps. I let my arms come out a little bit, and I hold my triceps. I hold the weight, and my triceps start to burn, and the pain, and the pain, and the pain, and I hold it there. And as the pain starts to increase, I just try to hold it there. And then finally, I let them collapse. I did the last 2 sets that I did with tricep pushdowns. I did those. Just the last 2. That's it. I don't want to destroy. I don't want to tear another tendon. You know what I mean? I just want to finish them off. I want my triceps to go, we are done now.
Yeah. Yeah. And statics are a great way to do it.
Yeah.
A great way to do it.
Great show, Rob.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoyed doing it.
Every week, Rob delivers. You know, I want to tell you something else. People are afraid to spend money to try a supplement. And I get that. But you just need to scour the internet and look at the number of people that are using Synthogen. And, I mean, I when I was at a Quest, there's a guy at Quest, I'm not going to mention his name, Tony Pikus. And he's like, man, I love that stuff. He trains at the Mecca. He trains at Gold's Gym, where Mike O'Hearn and them train.
Wow.
And yeah, yeah. And he says to me, I love that stuff. He goes, it's amazing. Since I've been taking it, I don't even get sore anymore. Wow. And so I told Rob about it, and Rob gave him a special one-time coupon code, you know, to as a thank you for talking about the product. And I think he bought like six more bottles. I mean,
I didn't know that he trains at the Mecca.
Yeah, he trains at Gold's Gym. He loves Synthogen. He said, that stuff's amazing. He goes, I can't believe it. He goes, I've never, and he trains hard. He trains with the trainer. I mean, he's not just some guy who just moseys around. I mean, he's training with the trainer, and he's full on keto. He's full on keto. He has a refeed one day a week where he carbs back up, but he's full on keto all week long, and he trains like an animal. And he tells me that he's never taken a supplement like Synthogen before.
I got an email on Facebook the other day from a guy who listens to the show, and he said, I heard your commercial about Synthogen and recovering faster than steroids. He said, I ordered that bottle with the full intent of returning it and calling it out as the biggest BS scam there is. He said, instead, I went back.
And ordered another bottle?
He ordered a twin pack.
Yeah.
And the scary thing was, he wasn't even using it every day. He was just using it on training days only.
Yeah.
So to the extent that you can load the first bottle every day, it's in your system. It's not going to take you long. You know, for most people, it's the first workout. The longest I've heard it taking to work is 2 weeks. But, yeah, thank you for mentioning it. I am actively formulating new products, but I will always hold Synthogen near and dear. That was my first and in many ways my best.
I was just going to say, it's going to be hard to beat it. You know, it's one of those things where it's just going to be hard to beat it. You're going to have to resign yourself to the fact that supplements that you produce from this point forward will just stand in the shadow of Synthogen.
That's what happened to Tranquility.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
great show, man. Great show. And we'll see you next week with another show. And that's all we've got today for Supium Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget, you can get Thrive Protein in the EU and Canada at PredatorNutrition.com. Check that out. Also, they are not a sponsor, but I love them. PurchasePeptides.net. Save 30% off. Silly, stupid discount. 30% off because they already have the best prices on the net. Most of their stuff comes from inside the United States, manufactured inside the United States. It says it right on their website. PurchasePeptides.net. Use the coupon code SHR. Let them know you heard about them on Supreme Radio and save 30% off. Rob, I'll see you next week, brother.
Thanks, man.
And we'll see everybody else tomorrow here on Superhuman Radio.